like this conversation.
Thank
All right, everybody, we're the Georgia Songbird, and we're here with Miss Katie James, a singer-songwriter from originally from Pennsylvania, but now you're out in Nashville chasing your dream, right?
Yep, that's correct. I moved down here for school and I love it so much.
Now, did you know that we're doing a Georgia versus Pennsylvania songwriter showdown?
No.
That's I saw that as like because I'm trying to remember how I talked to you or how I found you, and I'm like, and then I saw Pennsylvania, like maybe she saw that. So what we're doing
Remember.
is and it's already got the people, but you're welcome to watch and vote for your favorites. And if somebody backs out, which sometimes they do, I'll reach back out. But it's eight Georgia songwriters versus eight Pennsylvania songwriters. And it's gonna be just original songs, fun competition. The winner, I'm trying to get more sponsors lined up right now. The winner will get a one song demo done with After Dark Studio. And then they come on a show and we'll do like another interview. And it's fun. It's just fun. It's kind of for fun.
Yeah, that sounds so fun. That's actually really funny. That's against Pennsylvania.
Yep. I do a different state every year. The first year we did Tennessee, and I might have called it Nashville because I know a lot of I'm a songwriter too, so I know a lot of Nashville songwriters. The second one was North Carolina. Third was Kentucky. Alabama was last year, and this year it was either Pennsylvania or Texas. But I knew more Pennsylvania, so I said, all right, we'll go Pennsylvania.
Fair. That's so cool. Wow, that's super snazzy.
So tell everybody a little about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, music has kind of always been like the main thing for me. I remember I wrote my first song like before I was even in elementary school. So it's kind of, I mean, by no means was it any bit good or it sounded like a real song in any way, shape, or form, but I was like, look at my little song. So I mean, I've always like loved like songwriting and stuff. I think that Taylor Swift was a big inspiration for me, especially when I was little, because I was like, oh my gosh, like a young country girl, like doing like her, you know, kind of thing. And so that's, I kind of think I had that ingrained in my brain that that's something I could do. So, I mean, yeah, as throughout like elementary school, middle school, high school, I was involved in every single like music thing I could possibly be in. There wasn't a whole lot of opportunities for solo artists back in Pennsylvania. So I was in a bunch of choirs, you know, band sort of things. But then I was like, that's why I need to go to Nashville, because then I'll actually be able to do my solo thing. And yeah, probably one of the best decisions I have ever made to come down to Nashville and go to school at Lipscomb. So.
Now, you mentioned your first song. Do you remember what your first song was about?
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. There, oh yeah, I remember a couple of them. I have a songwriting book. I still have it at home. The first one I wrote, at least the one on the very first page, is called Little Girl Sitting on the Sidewalk. And it was about how I was bored. So, I mean, there is that. But I do remember I would be like flipping through my book, and I remember there was one song that I wrote that I was like, this is gonna be my big hit. Oh my gosh. The song is traumatic. Looking back, not great. But you know, it's fine.
See, and you learn. I mean, everybody. I'm trying to remember
Exactly.
my first. I remember the first poem that I wrote. Well, no, that's not true. I remember
Ooh.
the first one that I remember was it was one about a puppy. I don't remember what it was, but the one I remember, I was in eighth grade. So I was like 13 years old, 14, somewhere around there,
Yeah.
and I did a essay, and you know, we had to write a 500 word essay. I couldn't write 500 words. I'm like, I don't know enough about it, so I wrote a poem called Freedom of Speech, and I took my essay and put it into a poem, and it ended up getting put on like the local AM radio station. And
That's so cool.
I got an A. I remember that. I got an A
I got an A.
because my
Imagine
teacher
if your teacher
played.
hadn't given you an A after all of that. You're like, yeah, it was on the radio, and they were like, no A for you.
All right. Well, see, I didn't know, but my mom sent her the tape. So she played it for every class. And then when I got, and I had her, I remember Mrs. Rich. I don't know if she's still alive or not, but a lot of people around here know Mrs. Rich. And I got into the last class. I'm walking in, and I was like, "Oh man, that was great! I loved your poem." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Your Bill of Rights." I'm like, "How do you have that?" She said, "Miss Rich
You're like
played
one
it
of the
for."
example students. That's so cool.
She
What if
played
she
it for.
listens to your thing?
Oh,
That would be cool. She's like listening and she's like, yeah.
I hope she's still alive, Mrs. Rich. If you're listening, please reach out. You're one of my favorite teachers growing up. Teachers
That's so sweet.
have a big influence on people's lives.
Oh yeah, for sure. I still, every single time I go home, me and my best friend, like, we always go meet up with my old choir teacher. And every single time we're like, life updates, new life goals. It's so good. Teachers have huge impact on, yeah.
Now, guys, you can't see this because everything I do is video. It's all pre-recorded or audio. It's all pre-recorded. But I'm looking at a room, and it reminds me of my daughter's because you got the lights around the ceiling, which she had, or she has, and she has like the picture for now. You got like a little collage behind you. She has pictures of like Queen Latifah, Will Smith. She has posters, Elvis, all that behind her. So what is
As
that?
she should.
What is that actually behind you? What is that?
So this side is actually my roommate's. So
Okay.
she has a bunch of posters, just kind of a lot of stuff that she got from her sorority, and then a bunch of like photos of her friends and family. My side, I can turn it around real quick. People
Okay.
at home can't see this, but I have like these three little collages, a bunch of pictures, and then I have, of course, the classic guitar poster that you see in every single classroom ever. So
Now, before I was reading Lipscomb, I didn't even hear of Lipscomb. I know there's what is that? Not Bellevue.
Belmont.
Belmont, thank you. I don't know why I was thinking Bellevue. I know Belmont's one. Is Lipscomb
Bellevue's
like a,
close, like 20 minutes away.
it's close. Is it like a musical school too? Or are you going for music? What are you going for?
I am, yeah. I study commercial music songwriting is the official name, but I think on like my degree it'll just say commercial music. So yeah, it's for songwriting to just really hone in on those skills. So
Now, we'll give some love to it. Do they help you like with a career afterwards? Is it kind of like a that kind of a school?
I'm not really sure, obviously, because I'm still in the program and stuff, but I do think that I've got some insane connections from the school that I couldn't have gotten elsewhere, kind of thing, where if like I went to a different school, like sure, it would be fine. But I think that one, the teachers I know care about me and are constantly like, I'll get emails and be like, hey, like there's this cool opportunity. And like then through that, I got the opportunity to be in Matthew West's music video, and that was an insane opportunity kind of thing. And it's really nice here because everybody's looking out for everybody. It's not like, hey, it's me against you. It's, hey, if we work together, we can move up faster together, which is really great, and I love that.
See, that is so cool. And I'm glad that they do that because you know that when you get in the music business, it's not most songwriters are really cool. They are. Songwriters are cool. But when you get into the business side of it, it's not as
It's
nice
not the
as the
prettiest thing. Yeah.
Now, are you getting to play out around in the town anywhere?
I am, yeah. I play like 2 to 5 shows a week. So it kind of depends. I do a lot of writer's rounds. Like when I first came down here, like that's what I started doing. I was like, oh, writer's rounds. Like, and they're so fun because you get to meet like the coolest people. You'll hear some insane songs and you're like, please release that. You become fans before it's so fun. But yeah, I do a lot of writer's rounds and occasionally I'll do some band shows at some like small local venues like the Cobra or like the East Room or like Dark Matter, those kinds of places. Like they're super fun. I also have recently started playing at like more bars by myself. So it'll be like a 3 hour set, like down off of Broadway kind of thing. And that's really fun too. So yeah, there's just endless opportunities. It's insane.
Now, do you have 3 hours worth? You do like covers or do you do originals?
I do most of it. I'd say like 2/3 of it is covers, and then I slide some originals in there. So yeah,
Okay.
I try. A lot of people request songs to me, and some of them I don't know. So I have like an on-running list of songs I want to learn, so that when someone's like, "Hey, play this song," I'll be like, "I got you." But yeah, I do have 3 hours worth of rep just up here memorized.
See, now anybody listening to the show knows where I'm going with this conversation because I've never been big for covers just because I like doing originals. But if you're going to do a cover, you should do it your own way. Make it your own. Like I'll do a cover of
For sure.
When Doves Cry, but I do it my way. Now, so as I listen to yours, I got a cover challenge for you. I give it to the guest. You can do it. There's no time limit. If you want to try it, be my guest. And you do the same thing. I have no problem with you giving me a challenge. One lady actually challenged me to Purple Rain, and I'm working on it, and I think it sounds really good. So, but I'm open to it. As I listen to your music, I'll get an idea of a song that pops in my head. It's like, okay, this is what I want you to do. Do this song your way, and then whenever you get done or get ready for it, send me the video or tag me, and I'll post it on TikTok, all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, yes, for sure.
So, to get an idea, what kind of covers? What's your favorite cover to do?
My favorite cover?
So I know
Oh
not
my
to give it to
gosh.
you.
Oh no, I don't know. Wait, you're about to, this is the one you're about to choose for me?
No, I'm not that way. I don't give it to you because
Oh,
I'm getting an idea.
man. Okay, my favorite one to play? I don't know. Hold on, let me look at my set list and see if one is like popping out to me. Because genuinely, when I was creating my set list, I was trying to pick songs that I thought a lot of people would know so that they're already intrigued and want to tune in kind of thing. But I also picked all the songs that I love out of all of those. My favorite one to play. Oh, I love playing More Hearts Than Mine by Ingrid Andress. Do you know that song? Oh my gosh, it's so pretty. I think it might have won a couple awards, but like I remember I was singing it one time and my mom, she was like, "Oh, I love that one." And so now every single time I play it, I'm like thinking of my mom. I'm like, "Oh, this song." So I really like playing that one. It is a slower song, but I still love playing it. An upbeat song that I love playing is X's and O's. People usually seem to go crazy for that song, and I'm so down for it.
Are you kind of like on a more like the pop side? Is that kind of where you like to lean?
It's like pop country, yeah.
Okay, good. Because now I
So
can go
most of
completely
my
opposite. I'm getting ideas.
I was gonna say most of my set list is country songs with a few pop in there, but
Okay.
most of them is like country songs,
Yeah,
but
you're in
not like old
Nashville.
classic country. Yeah.
You're 20. I'm curious, what is old classic country? Do you go ahead? Hurt me. Let me
Old
hear it.
classic country. It's gonna hurt you to hear. What if I don't say it? Like Travis Tritt, you're like going back. You got like, whoa.
She's
Is
20 people. That no, for you,
that not
that's
classic?
for you, absolutely, it's classic. It's 20, but
Perfect.
I,
The math is mathing.
yes. So my classic was stuff like when I was growing up, it was like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, and I would listen to Johnny Paycheck. And I would also, but I also listen to Hank Jr. and the Eagles, and I loved all kinds of styles of
Yeah.
music. So, I mean, I don't mind. I like to ask these questions because you're 20 years old, you're into music, but you at least know the 90s was a good time to learn songwriters and country music. And that was probably the tip top of country at the time.
Yeah, for sure. It's really interesting to see how country has like changed, especially with adding a bunch of like electronic beats in it, like Morgan Wallen, which is it's really cool to see the progression, and I like to dabble in between.
See, I have 14-year-old twins, and I had this conversation with them yesterday. It was funny. No, it was this morning. It was actually this morning. I said, because people talk about how country's not country anymore. And I'm like, well, you know who to blame? You blame us because we were listening to the 90s rap and we were listening to the 90s grunge. And if you listen to country now, then they've got the beats, like the rap music, they have the beats,
Yep,
not
they got
quite
the
as hard.
influences.
Or they got the heavy overdrive guitars. And if you think about it, that's where the stuff like Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Creed and all that stuff, and they blended it. And I'm like, it just clicked today. I was thinking about that because I was like, yeah, it's not the same country that you're growing. It's not what you consider typical country, but they say that every generation it changes. I
Yeah,
think you get
it
to hear
certainly does. Exactly. If you like it, then you like it. It's perfect. If they
right?
don't like it, they can go listen to the old one. It's fun.
See, and with Spotify and all stuff, you can pull it up anytime you want to.
Exactly. Easy access.
Now, you said you're in commercial management, right? For
Commercial
songwriting
music
music.
songwriting.
Okay. So give us a little bit of a synopsis of your class. So, like, what are you
My
learning?
class. Okay, so for a couple examples of classes I've taken, I had lyric lab class, which
Okay.
was so fun. In that class, we kind of analyzed lyrics. So sometimes it would be about more like, it's basically about giving you the tools for being able to songwrite, because songwriting is not so much something that can be taught, but you can certainly, I mean, to an extent, but it's basically a bunch of tools that you need. And so it's kind of talking about that. So sometimes we would talk about the rhythm or something, or with the vowels like ended that line, or how it would just kind of keep the flow kind of thing. And it would be a lot of look at this song. And so it would take like an old classic song and a new modern song and show how like they both use the same stuff. And it was really awesome. Sometimes we would focus on melody too, but being a lyric lab class, it was mainly about lyrics. But I really loved that class because I would get into there and my teacher, she would play a song that I knew. And I'm like, oh, I love this song. And then she'd play a song that I had never ever heard of from like 50, like to 70 years ago or something, like long ago. And I'm like, oh wait, I kind of like this, but I would have never heard it and I would have never realized the like parallels to it, which is really cool. So that was a really fun class. Another class that I got to take was called Music Entrepreneurship, and it was basically about how you're going to turn yourself into a business. So that class is not just commercial music songwriting majors, so there was like music majors of all kinds, also music industry majors. So there's a bunch of different people in that class, but the whole thing is about like eventually how you're going to make money doing what you're doing. And I think it was a really good class to like learn about and like dive into. So we did some like budgeting stuff, a little bit of marketing stuff, but ultimately I really liked that class. It was really fun.
That's good because that's one thing that songwriters always have an issue with, and that is how do you promote yourself because there's so many people out there.
Exactly. It's very hard.
So give them a tip because I mean I like so you're still fresh in school and learning, you're still a sponge. You know, us old people, we forget
A
half the
little
stuff that we
sponge.
remember.
Oh, I would say honestly, a tip is like consistency. That and trying to show your personality through what you're doing. Because if you just get on there and you like start singing cover, for sure, that's great. And I'm sure so many people are talented. But if you try to show your personality and give like the viewers something to know about you, people become more attached. The more they know about you, the more that they're going to be attached to you and want to come back and listen to your stuff. So I would definitely say try to put yourself in it and be consistent, because if you're consistent, you'll keep popping up at the top of their feed and you're like, oh, exciting. And then if they actually know a little bit about you and they're invested in like your life and your story, then they'll like watch it and then the whole thing will grow.
See, that's really good advice. Music is the one time having a good personality works for you. So,
For sure.
so we're gonna get into music too. So like I said, I told you we get
Awesome.
sidetracked and talk about everything, but I
Oh my
wanted
gosh, I know.
to.
I'm a talker.
Oh, that's fine. I love these interviews when people talk because that it goes by so much faster, and it feels like we don't even really talk much, but
No, I
you
know.
get
I
to
was like
learn.
this at the time. I was like, it has already been so much longer than I expected to have been.
Yeah. Now, if you have to go at any time, feel free to let me know. You won't hurt my feelings. So
Sounds good.
I pulled
I
your
have a
music.
class a little bit later, but I'm so good for right now.
Okay. What time do you have to leave by?
I'll have to leave in about an hour.
Okay. That'll be, that's fine. We'll push it that way.
Cool.
I can make that work. So you have a couple songs on Spotify already. So what we do
Yes.
is we're gonna, I'm, like I said, I'm a songwriter too. I love to play music. I love hearing stories. A song. What song you want to share with everyone?
Let's do Make Me Look because it's upbeat and it's my latest release.
Okay. Now tell me the story behind Make Me Look.
Okay, so Make Me Look is a breakup song, but I was thinking one day, this song actually, it was so fast to write, which was kind of crazy. The idea just popped into my head, but it was after a relationship ends, how might like the ex go make you look? Because I was thinking about it and I was like, man, my ex could go up to a group of friends that like didn't know me and be like, this girl was psychotic. Like, you don't know how lucky I am to have gotten out. Or he literally could have gone up and be like, man, she got away. She was the one that got away, you know, kind of thing. And I was like, that is a really cool, like, contrasting idea. So then I tried to write like the song. So like the verses give a little bit of plot, give you like, do you regret it kind of thing? Is this what you wanted? Like, what would you tell your friends? And then the chorus is more like, was I this? Was I this? Like, how'd you make me look? So yeah.
Nice. I'm
That's the
gonna.
background story of it.
I love that. I'm gonna mute us and play it. Make me look. Just give me a thumbs up when you hear it.
Thank you.
like that. So that's the one that I heard that you played. It's funny when I didn't hear the story of it until you told me, and then I listened more now to the lyrics. And my daughter just broke up with her boyfriend, so she's like going through that right now.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how to do it. Like I was never a girl, so but I'm probably more the villain.
Yeah, it's genuinely time is everything. Time like heals all. People say that and it's annoying to hear, but it is so
Right.
true. It's just like the time. Yeah.
That's what I told
And
her. I said,
surrounding
"Give time."
yourself with good friends. Yeah.
Yes, I like. Where do you, first of all, where did you record that at?
Actually, Lipscomb has a studio on campus, and it's called the Imagination House, I think, or Imagine House, I
Okay.
think. And I just recorded it there. So yeah.
See, nice. I really like that. Do they do it for just students, or do they actually record for other people too?
I don't know. I know it's supposed to be for the students. I'm assuming it's just for students because literally like a mile and a half down the road is another studio. It's like Emporium Studios or something like that. So I feel like it's just for students, but I don't know that with 100% certainty.
Yeah, I know in Nashville there's tons of studios. You can everywhere.
Yeah. Nashville, I was like, we gotta go down Music Row. And I remember I was like driving down and I thought it would be like really exciting looking to be like studio, studio. And it was just like a bunch of little houses.
Now I like you said you used the word psycho in a song and it made it sound cute. It was because it's not usually when you hear the word psycho, especially if a woman sings it, everybody got the image of psycho, right? And it's like I like that. I like the crazy psycho, and I like what you did with the bridge when you go villain and victim back and forth and kind of opposites.
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm the kind where I refuse to play the victim. Like if something's gone wrong, I kind of come to terms with it and then I like move on or like better myself kind of thing. And so I was like, I don't want to make myself out to be the victim. I was like, that's not what I'm doing. And I was like, but in his story, I don't want to be the villain either. Like I just want to be.
See, now guys, you can't see like the video, but you can go over to her Spotify. It's under Katie James, and she's got a thing that I love the picture for your playlist. Okay, but how'd you make me look? It's like police department hold a thing, and like I thought that was so cute.
Thanks. I was gonna shoot a music video because there's a bunch of film majors at Lipscomb and they have to make a music video. And they asked me, they're like, hey, like, can we do a music video? I was like, oh, yes, please. Like, I'll take a music video. And we were gonna do one. It ended up turning into more of a visualizer, which I posted on my YouTube channel because we ran out of time. But we had this whole thing where it was gonna be like a courtroom scene. And it was gonna be like, guy up there, like, she was crazy. She was a psycho kind of thing. And that was gonna be like the backdrop of me being like, at the very end, I was gonna get arrested for being like the crazy and the psycho, so it's gonna be like a twist at the end of it, but it ended up not happening. But that's why that picture is there.
Oh, that would have been a really good idea. I could see you like in the
Right?
courtroom with like it made me think now when you
Yes.
said that, like have you seen that movie Legally Blonde?
I literally thought you were gonna say that because that was like the idea. I was like, everyone else will be like in neutral colors, and I'll wear like some pop of color and like walk up there and be like, me? Yeah.
Now, do you have any other projects going on right now?
Yeah, actually, I am in the works of making an EP, which is really exciting. So it's going to be about five songs, and I'm really excited for it. We've got some of the bass stuff going on, like the basics, like drums, guitar, and bass for two of the songs. We're starting to work on the third one actually this Wednesday. So yeah, and then I'll keep progressing. So I'm really excited for it.
Nice. Now, do you get to play any instrumentations, or what do you all play?
I do play a bunch of instruments. My main instruments are guitar and piano. For Make Me Look, I remember I recorded one of like the guitar tracks, but it ended up not making the final cut. So I'm not on any instrumentation, but I do the singing. That is me.
Well, that's fine. I mean, because when I go in to write stuff, I like usually like, okay, there's better musicians. Here you go. I'm not
Yeah.
take my song and make it, please.
Right,
Do it
like
for
I
me.
know people at Lipscomb and like out around that I've met who do the thing for being an actual like instrumental musician. And as much as like I can play guitar, but not to the extent that they could in any way, shape, or form. So I'd rather be the best it can be and hand it to them.
Okay. Now, since you said you got up, what, about another hour before you had to head out?
Yeah, probably like 45 minutes.
Okay. Then what I'd normally do, and I'm gonna interject this during a couple of songs so that you can hear it, is I have a thing called spin the wheel. It's kind of a wheel of death. And it's more
Real
of,
death.
I call it that, but it's more of questions that are not just music related, but more like life related and just
Okay, yeah.
random. So I'll go ahead and
Sure.
ask you one of the questions with a little
Sounds
sound
scary.
effect.
Ooh, fancy.
Play you in the movie of your life.
Who would play me? Oh my goodness. Oh, that's so hard. I don't know. Man. Oh, I genuinely have no idea. I'm trying to think of someone whose like personality would match or is like kind of like into music as like an actor. I really don't know. That's hard. I feel like what's okay. I don't know if she'd actually play me, but it'd be super cool. Who's the girl who just starred in Barbie?
Market, yeah,
Margot.
Robbie.
Yeah. Yes, her. Let's go with her because she seems fun.
See, well, your personality, like I said earlier, you're so bubbly. It reminds me of like Emma Stone.
Ooh, that would be so fun too. I know. I was trying to connect. Like, I was like blonde. Like, should have gone Emma Stone. I changed my answer.
Now, what is your like? You got classes, or what is your schedule like in school? Are you like, because you're going to late class, so I imagine that the class is early, late, any in between?
So most of my classes, I know my first couple semesters, I like crammed my schedule. So I had like 18 credits, like not a moment to breathe. But now I have to keep taking lesser credits so I don't accidentally graduate early because that's just not something I want to do. But Mondays are weird because I have a lot of my music stuff on Mondays. So at 5, I have recital seminar, which is just a class. It's 50 minutes long and it's no credit, but you have to attend it to
Okay.
pass school. But you go there and it just has all the music majors, so not just like the commercial music but also like the classical music. And on different days we'll have different things, so sometimes there'll be student performances giving kids an opportunity to perform there if they haven't like downtown or like around town, and stuff. But also we'll have guest speakers come in, which is really cool because we'll often bring in artists. I think who was it was Cody Johnson came in and spoke last year. I was like, stop, that's so cool. And then Arcadian Wild came in and talked. And sometimes we'll do panels with like the teachers and we can ask questions. So it's just kind of a way for one for us to connect and also just bring new life in, which is so cool. And then I even have a later class today. I have my ensemble tonight. So Lipscomb puts everybody like in a band and then you get to perform at the end of the semester, which is really fun.
That
But
is really
Monday is the
cool.
only day that's weird like that with late classes. But yeah.
Well, let's get into another one of your songs, because like I said, I want to make sure
Awesome.
all of it's heard. I give everybody about three songs. So what's the next song you want to share with
Let's
everyone?
do Better as Strangers.
Right,
It's kind
and
of funny. We're going in like reverse order of the story because the last song was like, "How'd you make me look after the breakup?" And then this song is the breakup, and the first one is, "I'm so in love."
so this is bef is like during the breakup, right? You
Yeah,
said
this
that.
one I wrote it like during, but it came out after, obviously.
got a very
Thank you.
airy voice, like ethereal kind of almost sound.
Yeah, I feel like what's really cool is I think my other two songs have like a very bright, very pointed tone, which is how I usually sing. But for that song, because I wanted it to sound so fragile, I went with like a very airy technique, which is different, but I like that it has like that change between the songs.
I think that's probably your money maker right there. It just sounds that sounded so cool because I'm sitting there listening to it. I'm like, a lot of times I'll hear music and I'll hear artists and they remind me of someone. And I can't put that with you. I can't think of anybody. And I know there's tons of music. I'm sure there's airy. The closest I can
Yeah.
think is Billie Eilish. And
Oh, interesting.
but her singing technique is, I mean, she's got the airiness, but she doesn't project the same way.
Right.
And
It's like very like quiet, kind of like very like front, like it's like yeah.
Because I mean, I watched a some kind of documentary on her, and I was sitting there. I was very impressed. I mean, she gets a lot of crap by her songs, but it's not her songwriting. It's just that people aren't used to the quiet and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, which I think is kind of like what her made her like explode and stuff is that she was so different and her voice is like something you instantly recognize. I think that's a thing that like artists are constantly going for. You want to turn on the radio and be able to be like, hey, that's this artist just because of how unique their voice is.
Oh yeah, when I play like the '90s trivia game, one of my bassists tries to stump me. He goes, "All right, Jesse, I'm gonna do like the Beat Shazam thing. We're gonna do '90s country, and I'll get it within the first 5 seconds of most every song because
As
of
you should.
one that I listen to it." But there's certain sounds like Alan Jackson's a certain sound.
Yeah.
Travis Tritt has a certain
You can hear it
sound.
like in the vowels and the tone and yeah, for sure.
Well, even in the style of the music, you're not going to hear the same kind of guitar riff that you're going to hear from Travis Tritt that you'd hear from Alan Jackson.
Right.
So
Yeah.
that's now in your songs. I've been accused of having musical Tourette because I will put some weird instrumentations in songs. What's probably one of the weirdest things you've ever put in your music?
Okay, it was a really weird effect. It's actually at the end of Better as Strangers going into the last chorus. There's like this almost an alien sound. It's like, and I remember I was talking to my producer and I was like, he had to like get me on board. I was like, I don't like that. I don't know what that is, but it comes out of left field and I wasn't ready for it. And I was like, I don't want it. And then he was like, I'll just turn it down. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is the weirdest sound. People are gonna be like, what is that? But and we ended up putting it, he turned it down just a little bit more, and then I like didn't realize it was there and just flowed. And I was like, oh. But looking back when he was like sending me the different mixes, I was like, ah, I can't do it.
So now people, if I know a lot of people want to hear a songwriter, like, oh, you put tracks like four or five tracks. How many actual tracks do you remember was on that song?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. It had to be it. Oh, okay, because there was at least 8 tracks for the drums alone. We had like at least 4 different layers for guitars. I honestly want to say probably like 30 tracks.
Okay.
Like genuinely, I don't actually know the exact number, but it was a lot. It's always really cool though after like a producer finishes and they like scroll down, it's all color-coded. It's like shoo, 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 you see all the different tracks going down in all different colors. That's always so cool.
All right, Wheel of Death question. What's the
Wheel of Death.
wildest thing you've ever done?
The wildest thing I've ever done. Ooh.
You see her thinking so she doesn't get herself in trouble with her parents.
No. No, I feel like man, this makes me think I haven't done enough wild things. I don't know. I feel like one time I went indoor skydiving, which was cool. I mean, that's a little wild. It's not crazy wild, but it was fun.
I took my kids when they were five and I let them, because see, we went to California, and this is a little tip. You should never let the father plan the activities for the kids. So
Oh
I took them indoor skydiving. They were like 5 years old. They had fun. I said, I've got twins, so boy and girl. When I turned 14 in August, I took them both and a group of their friends. We rented a big old bus paintballing. And so that's kind of what they did for their 14th birthday. They had a blast. So
God, that's so fun.
skydiving was, I was thinking about next year taking them all indoor skydiving again, because it's been a few years since they've been.
Yeah, I realized I probably couldn't do normal skydiving. I like heights. I don't think I could do that.
As always, when I was 18, maybe 17, I went bungee jumping in Florida. And
Oh,
that was scary, but it was fun because I remember I
that
get up
sounds
there
fun.
and they take you up about like 12 stories and they drop you out of
Yeah.
this little bucket. And I'm holding on. I said, what do I do? He said, the hardest thing is letting go. And so I'm looking down at the mat and it says, "Do you know him, Jesus?" So I just let go and I went flying down. It was fun. Back then it was $25. You got to do it for two times.
That's so cheap. What?
I know. So we did that. And then a second time I went up, I just did it. I jumped out. I was like, "Yeah, this is fun." And I ended up bouncing up and I hit my foot on a wire. I thought I hit a bird. So there's like I have a VHS of it, of the recording. And I'm looking,
VHS.
yes, I'm old. And I'm looking around like, "What did I hit?" And then you can see it, the line above my foot where I hit it.
Oh my gosh, did that hurt? Were you okay?
No, that's fine. I literally thought I just
Okay.
hit a bird. I thought I just like, I hit it because it was
That's
just
so
quick.
crazy. Have you seen, like, it's not quite bungee jumping, but it's like those giant swings where you'll be over and you kind of like swing through. I want to do that. That looks
I want to go
fun.
para. I'm ready to go parasailing. That's one of the things I want to do. It's
It's
gonna be
so
fun.
fun. You totally should. I was worried that I was gonna be nervous about like sharks and stuff, but I was not. Parasailing is the one in water, right?
Yes.
That paragliding. Okay, cool. Yes, that is the one I've done. It was so fun. 20 out of 10 recommend. You totally should.
Nice. My I'm the same way. I'm looking for sharks because my fear is like, okay, I'm coming down and I see the shark circling. Like, I'm gonna land right there. I know it. I'm gonna land right there.
You're like, perfect, set this back up.
Yep. I'm like trying to blow the thing myself.
Yeah. That'd be so funny.
That'd be
Oh my
like
goodness, yeah.
have you ever seen that movie Blended with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore?
I don't think
Oh.
so.
Oh, if you get a chance to watch a movie, it's hilarious. You got to watch it. It's one of those rom-coms that's really, really funny. And she's parasailing in Africa, so they're dragging her in a truck. And so the truck runs out of gas. And then so she comes from like falling down slowly, but there's a rhino right in the middle of the road.
See, this is where the fear stems from, but it's in
Yes.
the water, so sharks.
Yes. This is a rhino. So, all right. Well, let's get one more song. Which one do you want to do for your last song?
Let's do black coffee.
All right. So, we're a black coffee.
Black coffee, it was like my first, this is like the beginning of the relationship. So it was like my first, like, actually more serious relationship. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. Like, I'm so, like, it's so giddy, so, like, nervous in, like, the best way possible kind of thing. And I remember writing the song, and I was like, I have no idea what to call it. But the hook of the song is like, I don't want to be like black coffee, too strong, all wrong, left with no response. And because I remember thinking, I was like, oh man, I couldn't figure out black coffee. I was like, I don't want to be like something. And I was like, man, what is something that I don't like because it's so strong and it's just never right? And then I was like, black coffee because I don't drink coffee. I was like, I have enough energy already. I don't need that in my
But you don't
system.
need coffee.
No. But I was like, black coffee. And then everyone was like, you should call the song Black Coffee. And I was like, really? You think I should call it Black Coffee? Like, it's in the middle of the chorus. Yeah. And I was like, cool. So yeah, the story is just more of like the beginning phases of relationship.
There is a lady in Nashville. Her name is Julian Moon. She's out there playing too. She has a song called A Cup of Coffee. Now, hers is vocal because it's funny. She's like a barista. She's working all these people with all the weirdness, what they want for their lattes and their coffees and stuff. And it made me think when I saw that, it's like, I wonder how many actual kids nowadays, even though with black, like if I went to Starbucks and asked for a black coffee, would they look at me funny?
Yeah. I don't know. I genuinely, all my friends that do drink coffee, they're like, I want it with this, and this. And I'm like, that is so fair.
Yep. I tell my daughter when she orders that, she's got to order. I'm not saying those words. Those words are not coming out of my mouth.
It's taboo. Don't go there.
All right, I'm gonna mute us and play Black Coffee.
Fabulous.
A slip of foot, I caught my tongue. Last night, laying on my bed, I almost said everything that I want from love. How could you blame me? He's respectful and sympathy as perfect as they'll ever come. But last night, I made a cover up cause fear won. Every time I look at you deep in your eyes, I swear about no control. It's bound to slip out, so I'm covering up my mouth. You say it so I don't. I'm choking on these three words. I've tried everything to hide. Fixated on your every move because you're my paradise. And I don't wanna be like black coffee, too strong, all wrong. Left with no response. Cause baby, you are everything I
Do you like listening to yourself when you hear your songs?
It's a weird feeling. It's very much like it. I don't know. It almost feels weird to listen to my own music. Like if I'm singing my own song, I'm like, yeah, or like listening to my voice recording, sure. But like, I don't know, for some reason, I won't put myself on in the car. And usually when someone puts me on in the car, I'm like, okay, guys, like I've heard this song plenty of times. Like, so I don't know. It's sometimes I feel like it so depends on the day, but I will not turn myself on in the car.
See, now I like to ask that because a lot of times I understand, because it's like you don't want to listen. It's kind of weird to listen to yourself, right?
Yeah. You're like, okay, this sounds really narcissistic if you're just sitting in the car like jamming to yourself. Like it just feels weird.
Yep. But because we hear it from like the very beginning when you start it and then you go through the 100 different changes and everything. So you've sang it, you wrote it, and you've listened to it probably 1,000 times.
Yeah. You've nitpicked it 20 million times, and it's almost different listening to it in like full production versus like after like the first draft of writing it, because it's so new and so fresh versus like after you're done, you're like, this is hours and hours of hard work that it's you don't see it as the full picture. You see it as every single thing that happened to get it there. Which is really interesting, actually.
My son was leaving. I was waving at him. He's going to
You're so good.
Football. See, and
oh, funsies.
Yes, he's in football. His sister is in wrestling. So that's where she's at right now.
Ooh, fun. Very athletic folks.
And he's named Gibson. He's after my guitar. So
love that.
He wants to play. Thank you for coming on the show, Katie. I've had fun.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so fun. The time has literally flown by.
Yes. And I know you had to leave, so you're welcome to come back anytime you want to. We're not quite done.
Yeah, for sure.
And the only thing I ever ask my guests is two things. Is one, of course, share it everywhere. You know, you're in the class.
I will.
you know how it works. And two is pay it forward. So if you know of any songwriter, you're in Nashville, I know you do. So songwriters, artists, anybody that wants to come on a show we should hear, please send them my way. It'd be a conversation
sure.
style. We'll just do it.
After
we're
this,
doing
I'll go reach out to a few people. I'm sure I can think of a couple who might take you up on that offer, because this has been so fun. So,
and if you want to do, like when your EP's done, if you want to do, I do an album review. And what that is I'll never critique your music because it's my opinion. It doesn't matter. So what we do is what we've been doing. You tell me the stories and we listen to the song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. That would be so fun. Let's do it.
Okay. So I had a couple questions for you before you head out to your class. And actually, yeah. I'll let you hear some stuff too. But if you had a time machine, where would you go?
Time machine. Honestly, I would either, this year has been one of my favorite years of my life. So I would either go back and do this year again, or I would go back to, it was like 2009, I think, because that year it was one, I have an older brother, and so like he's older than me, obviously, so he's in a different stage of life than me, but I don't get to see him as often, especially now that he's getting married. Mm-hmm. So I would go back to I think it was 2009. We took a family vacation out to Yellowstone, and it was so fun. It was crazy. I saw so many wild animals. My family is a big nature family, so we go on vacation, we're not going to the beach, we're going camping and hiking, like and I've been to so many national parks like that, but it's so cool. And I think that was one of my favorite trips, and it was just really good time to spend with my family. So if you were looking for some ancient historical time, I ain't going back there. No thanks. I wouldn't survive.
We tried to go to Yellowstone. We ended up going to we went to Arizona. It was like the idea was to go to Yellowstone, but we ended up seeing Grand Canyon, and then we went to a place called Bearzona, where they had like
that's a fun name.
Yeah, clever name of it. It was basically a bear habitat, so we got to walk around.
Oh, cool!
And they had all kinds of bears and stuff, and it was really cool.
Yeah, that actually sounds so cool. I love seeing like one. I go crazy like if I see like a animal that I like besides deer. I see deer everywhere. Like I'm not that excited about a deer, but if I see anything else, I'm like, stop, that's so cool. But if you ever get the chance, you should totally go to Yellowstone. It is completely different from when you go in the summer versus the winter. Because like when we went in the winter, we saw so many like bison, and we also saw like packs of wolves. It was crazy, and it was so beautiful. And then versus like the summer, we saw a bunch of like bears and cubs. It was so cool. You have to go out. You have to go there.
I plan on taking the kids. They want to go. We go vacations every year. And when I was younger, we used to take like RV trips. That's how we'd go. The family get an
Oh,
RV.
fun.
No.
He said not.
The idea was fun, but that being stuck, and anybody listening that's ever been an RV knows being stuck with your family in an RV for a week is kind of challenging. Very challenging. And I have more of appreciation now because I took my family. And when I was a kid, I didn't have to do all the adult stuff, the cleaning and the packing and all that stuff. So
Right, you
I
just
have
kind of
joy
hop
now.
in, you're along for the ride. I know. That's kind of like how I was thinking. I'm sure I complained so much when I was little because we drive everywhere. We don't often fly, we'll occasionally fly, but not often. And so like when we drove out to Yellowstone. And so from Pennsylvania, that is like a 3-day trip, like just straight driving. And like I'm sure I complained, and I know I played the same song on repeat because my parents won't let me live that story down. But all of that to say, I think back now and I'm like, man, I had it so easy versus if I'm planning a trip now, it's so intense.
So, what song was on repeat?
So Taylor Swift's Speak Now album had just come out and I was obsessed with the title track, Speak Now. There is a video of me singing it because I remember I kept playing that album. We had our little CD. It was number four on it, and I was like, put on number four. And genuinely, and everyone else in my family, like they enjoy music, but they're not so like avid about like we should listen to this in the car. So even as like what 7, 8 year old, however old I was, I got to like choose the music, and I made them listen to it the whole way out. And every single time, I was like, oh, better than the last. But they were so done with the song at the end.
Like Baby Shark. I mean, so get tired of
Oh
Baby
my
Shark.
gosh. Bless up it wasn't Baby Shark and somebody would have passed away. It would have been so bad.
Or what was the other? What did the fox say? That was when my kids were little.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember when that song came out. That's crazy.
Well, Katie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so fun.
Sure. So tell everybody all your social media where they can find you, all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Literally any social media platform. Most of them are at Katie James Music, but my Instagram is at Katie underscore James underscore Music. Still super easy to find. I think all my profile pictures are the same. So yeah, just search me up on any streaming platform that you want to listen to music or any social media. I'd love to connect with y'all there. So.
Nice. And I ask always like one question at the end I like to ask. Give some of the best advice you've ever received.
Some of the best advice, I live by the motto that the answer is always no unless you ask. I know like so many people who are like, oh, I can't go like do this like because like they're gonna say no, they give like a million excuses kind of thing. But in my mind, it's the worst that happens is you're right back where you were. And the best that happens, you don't even know. Like it could skyrocket, like one thing could just lead to another and just like snowball. So I genuinely believe that you should just always ask because the answer is always no unless you ask that and always be true to yourself.
I like that. I like that, the no thing. I've never heard it put that way. I remember I did a class one time where I was selling golf packages when I was younger. And so they had a rah-rah session is what I called it. So they lined everybody in a circle and a lady came up. She gave everybody pieces of paper. She said, I want you to ball these papers up. So I said, all right, we balled them up. She came by, she grabbed the paper, threw it over her shoulder. No. You're going to get hundreds of no's before you get to that yes. So you just got to forget about that, throw it away.
Yep. That's such a good like image to have in like my head. That seems very like, yeah. But
So,
yeah, I truly live by that.
everybody, this was the Georgia Songbirds, and that was Miss Katie James. Again, Katie, thank you for coming on the
Thank
show.
you
It
so much for
was
having me.
so much fun. Please come back anytime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll come back any day.
Right, everybody, this is Georgia Songbirds.